Welcome, friends, family, enemies. This is Apex Alpha's Alpha Grind. Let's see what we learn today. Whew, I feel great. I feel really, really awesome. All right, so first, anxiousness to excitement. Once upon a time, I stumbled across one of my mentors, or it was either one of my mentors, it was something I had listened to or heard that inspired me. And it basically said that when you're anxious, like, you're not really anxious. That's your perspective of how you feel. So anxiousness, it can have a bad vibe associated with it. I usually say the word connotation, but I want to break it down to simple and simple. It usually has a bad vibe associated with it. So instead of saying I'm anxious about something, say I'm excited about it. And you'll start to see your perspective turn on how you see things. So right now, I'm really, really excited. All right. And I'm easy to excite. And it's because I pull energy from everything. Like I pull it from negative energy, I pull it from people, I pull it from animals, I pull it from ideas, I would just pull it from everything. So I'm really excited right now, and I have no idea why. Maybe it's because I feel like this is a good podcast. All right, so today's topic of the podcast is going to be energy and resilience, and these two actually fold into each other very, very well, with just some examples that I just previously stated. So everyone has this feeling of anxiousness at one point in time inside of their life. But when you switch it to excitement, it can actually turn out more positive than you planned for if you have that mindset. So, for example, we're going to go through the whole entire thing from a kid all the way into elderly. So as a kid, on your first day of class, you're super anxious. You don't know how to feel. You probably got butterflies in your stomach. You don't know what's going on. But if you switch it over to, I'm excited to meet new people, I'm excited to meet new friends, I'm excited to learn new things, you can have the greatest first day ever. All right? So it's about perspective. For a teenager, for instance, the first date, know you got butterflies in your stomach. You feel weird, you don't know what to do, and you're just out of your element. And that is okay. But you're not nervous. You're not anxious. You're excited. Like that's all of your energy bubbling up inside of you, and you're about to explode with happiness. Well, also hormones, but we ain't gonna go into that. But you're excited. You're about to have a good time. You're about to have a good time with this person, and you all have fun, and that's what it's supposed to be about. As an adult, this is your first job interview. Woo, man. You just don't know what's in front of you. But a lot of times, people will hire you because they like you versus a lot of qualifications. I was just listening to a podcast earlier, and it was saying that to hire somebody, you should hire them for their likability and teach them skills. Because skills can always be taught, but you can't teach somebody how to be likable. Like you can't teach somebody to have a really good attitude. That has to, that grows with a person. That comes out of habits, rituals, things like that, being personable, a whole thing like that. And unless you feel like really taking somebody under your wing like that and them being teachable, that's gonna be something very difficult. So be happy, be excited about your job, be grateful for the experience. And then it'll turn out a lot better for you. When I first started my job at GNC, I didn't have no experience in nutrition. I ain't had no experience in sales, not really. But you know what I did have experience in? Being likable, helping people, my serviceability. Yeah, I think that's right. That is what landed me where I'm at today with GNC. Like, most people like me unless they don't like me just because they want to beat me or something like that. But the thing is, be likable. Have fun, have excitement. Don't worry about being anxious or nervous. Just be you, be genuinely you. So all this is to be is being talked about because it's just energy recycled. It's energy based upon a different perspective. And I talked about this in my previous podcast. Energy is one of my favorite things to talk about because it's just completely outstanding. All the mitochondria, how metabolism works, how everything converts into energy, and you just get more and more, and it's something that's naturally occurring. I went a little scientific there, but it's a beautiful thing, and especially if you know how to use it. So I talked about energy in season 4, episode 9, and I talked about perspective and just how you see things in season 1, episode 3. So you guys can venture back and check those out. Energy. So energy is neither created nor destroyed. And I believe that was said by Einstein. You all know when it comes to resourcing back, sometimes I get things mixed up. But energy is neither created nor destroyed. It is recycled. That means that if you're having a bad day, if you're having a really bad day, take that bad energy, convert it to good energy, and utilize it. And if you're having a great day and you have great energy, spread some of that great energy to create more great energy. As I was saying, when you plant that seed of bad energy, it's going to sprout a tree of bad energy. So you do have to be careful what you put into the atmosphere, what you put into the air, what seed you plant into your life, and be more mindful of your peace. And speaking of peace, I created a podcast also talking about Zenergy. I traditionally got it from my boy Big Sean. He's a rapper artist that I look up to. And that's because he seems pretty natural when it comes to a lot of things. He talks about like lavender, all this other type of stuff. Really homeopathic. So Zenergy is your Zen, which is your peace, and subtract the negative energy from your peace. So Zen minus negative energy equal peace. Zenergy. All right, find it. Find your Zenergy, which means subtract the negative people out of your life, subtract the negative content out of your life, subtract the negative foods out of your life. Yes, foods can make you feel really, really bad. You ever get the itis? That's a bad feeling. That is food being bad for you, all right? Yes, it can be bad. Food can be bad. Objects can be bad. People can be bad. Music can be bad. TV can be bad. But guess what? You can control it. Yes, you can. You can. I control it for my kids. You guys can do it. All right. So that is Zenergy. Now, a lot of time when we do come across those negative things, and it could be negative people, if we really come across negative people, even us versus us can be very negative. And the thing is, when you tell a kid to don't press the red button, what they want to do, they get more excited and they want to press the red button. All right. I was one of them kids. All right. And it's because it excites me. It gives me more energy. It's something I want to do. So look at that resiliency. Look at this as a challenge for yourself. You challenge yourself. For instance, like if somebody says that you can't do this, you can't do that. You want to go against it and you want to do it. Most people, not all people, but most. So with that being said, use that on yourself. Use reverse psychology on yourself. If somebody or something says that you can't do this or you can't do that, you're going to want to naturally go against it. If I tell you you can't make $100 or you can't do this work or you can't make this type of music or you can't do this, you can't do that, guess what? You're going to want to naturally go against it. Use that type of psychology on yourself. Personally, in my vocabulary, the word can't shouldn't be used when it describes a task. And it's just my personal belief. Can't to me is I will not. You basically saying you will not do something. Now, after you say that you will not do something, the next question will be why? Why would you not do something? Now, it can be just a choice, which is okay, but don't say that you can't do something. If you will not do something, then ask yourself, is it beneficial for you not to do it? And if it is not beneficial, then don't do it. But if it is beneficial, then why not? It might be difficult, but once again, when you come across those difficulties, use that energy that's difficult and use that difficult energy to create more positive energy. All right. So that is the basis for today's podcast: energy and resilience. Find someone where you're having trouble or difficulty in your life right now, and use that trouble or difficulty to inspire more energy to get through those hard times. And the thing is, you don't have to make leaps or bounds or fly to overcome those challenges. Take baby steps. It was a recent picture that I seen, and it was two people and ladders. It was ladders with really big handles in between. I guess that's what you call them. Basically, bars spaced out very far. And then it was a ladder with bars spaced really, really close together. And what it symbolized is that those bars that were far apart were big steps. But the thing is, those steps are so big that you can't even reach the next bar, while you have the ladder with smaller bars that are closer to each other, and you will excel faster by taking those baby steps than a person that's trying to take larger steps. All right. So once again, this is the Alpha Grind. I appreciate you all for listening. Please share, save, spread the word with friends, family, enemies. The only way that I can help the world get better is if you all help me. And once again, I appreciate you all. Thank you for listening. This is Apex Alpha out. Y'all have a great one. Right, this is the Alpha Grind. You have made it through another podcast. I appreciate you for listening. If you want to get in contact with me or see any of my other activities, go to wolfhulkgaming.com. wolfhulkgaming.com. Please spread the word. I'm just trying to help the world become a better place and also have fun while doing it. So this is the Alpha Grind. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.